Okay, back on the record. We'll just pick up where we left off, Ms. Krause.
I would recall Aaron Smith, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Smith, just a reminder, you're still under oath.
All right. First, I want to address the avoidance area issue. If I could have you turn to Appendix B1 in Exhibit 1, and then it is Appendix A within that. So there's just one map within that. Appendix B1.
Yes, I see that.
So we discussed, so there's really two areas where it looks like there's some type of structure near the pipeline. So on the west end, there's a structure. Could you describe what that is?
Yes. So Mr. Milo Wisness has a has an old farm, but the buildings that are there have, I don't know for how long, but the buildings there are not occupied buildings. So there's a small little farmhouse there, and then there's a barn where the side walls and roof have caved in some time ago. So that is not an occupied area whatsoever.
Okay, so no occupied residents within 500 feet in that area?
No.
Okay, and then on the eastern side of the route, that is not an occupied structure either, correct?
That's right. That is a wellhead, which we're going up and over around to the north side. But no, that is not an occupied structure.
Okay, so based on what's included in Appendix B1 and based on your understanding, there's no occupied structures or schools or businesses within 500 feet that would be classified as an avoidance area?
Based on my knowledge, that's right.
Okay. And then the other area I want to briefly discuss is revegetation following construction. What types of procedures does Tesoro follow with respect to reseeding and things like that?
I want to say that just from a grand structure, Tesoro, one of our tenets of operation is that we operate at the pleasure of the community, and we take that seriously. I take that seriously. So in regards to revegetation on properties, first and foremost, we'll revegetate per the property, the landowner's discretion, what his needs are. And for areas that are wild, then we would make sure that we follow the recommendations from McKenzie County for reseeding.
Okay, so. And that's all I have for this witness, Your Honor.
Mr. Hsu.
Mr. Honor, I just want to clarify. We've got a couple different testimony with regards to the waterways and boring, and I was just wondering if you guys walk us back through that.
Absolutely. Let's see. Are we going back to Appendix A3?
Sure.
Suggestion. There is in Appendix B3 the potential waters of the U.S. assessment report. There is an actual map. Figure 3 in the appendix document that shows the non-jurisdictional and then the potential waters of the U.S. distinctions.
Right. I guess I'm more concerned about what type of techniques will be used.
Sure, sure. But just it shows the two different classifications, so I thought that would be helpful.
Yep. So back in Appendix A3 with the map that is there, we were talking about TAK 003, 002, and 001. Mm-hmm. Right. TAK 003 and 002, I have no problem directing the project to bore that. Along that corridor, there are 8 to 12 additional line crossings that we have, and for the most part, we will identify them with a hydrovac process so that we don't damage those, but we will bore those lines as well. So making sure that we add a bore to for TAK 003 and 002 and is no problem. As far as TAK 001, again, I have no problem boring that as required, but right now, from what I understand, that is not required.
Okay.
On 001.
Okay, so the commission can expect that the company will bore TAK 003, 002, and in 001, as of right now, it does not look like the company will be doing that at this time. Would that be a trenching technique then, or
it would be a trenching technique and then restoration, as we talked about earlier. Yes, right. And that can change with no hesitation whatsoever. If it's necessary, we will do that.
So you wouldn't have a problem if the commission made that part of the order?
No, Your Honor, I would not.
Okay.
Those are all the questions I have, Your Honor. Thank you.
That's good.
No, Your Honor.
I just have have one follow-up, Your Honor, on the water body crossings. The TAK 001 and 002 are non-jurisdictional, so they're not required to be bored. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes. Right. With 002, it looks like we may be boring that anyways, just because of the mechanics and geometry of the bore profile. So that's no problem. And with 001 being so close to the road, we may end up boring that anyways, right? But where I understand it's not required, I'm going to leave that up to what makes sense for the construction process.
That's all I have regarding that, Your Honor.
I would just anticipate that since that's, you know, a stream that flows at least part of the year, that that's probably the lowest ground in that area. And so if you bore underneath that stream, you're going to be down further than you are your average depth anyway.
Yes.
And so you've got to go down and come back up anyway. So it wouldn't be a big burden to do it a little bit more. A longer bore.
Yes, Your Honor, and that's why I don't have any problem if it's this decision that needs to be made here to bore those, then we're happy to do that.
Okay, all right. It's and then on the vegetation issue, that was the second issue you talked about when you came back. The only thing I have more of a comment than a question about that, and you know, in participating in many of these hearings with the commission, I think that's one of the biggest areas of concern with landowners and farmers is, there's been a lot of pipelines dug in this part of the country, and there's been a few situations where promises were made, and then after the fact, the farmers were kind of unhappy because the land wasn't put back together the way it should have been, and it comes as sort of a sore spot with the locals. And so as much as possible, I mean, that is an area of importance and an area of concern. I just wanted to note that for the record. Okay.
And Your Honor, if I'm... Tesoro Logistics has been around in one company or another, but has been around since the early 50s, as far as I know. And we continue to grow as a company, and we will continue to be in this area as long as the community will allow us. We, with the oil boom going one way or the other, our company is stable. As far as we will continue to operate safely and to the degree that we can work together.
All right, thank you. We appreciate that. Any further questions for Mr. Smith?
Nothing, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Okay, thanks for coming back up.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Krause.
I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Hsu?
Just one thing, Your Honor. I just want to clarify that we have no late file exhibits. I think the avoidance area was discussed in the actual testimony, the recalling of Mr. of Aaron, I guess.
Yep.
My understanding as well, Your Honor.
I don't think we need any that I see.
All right.
Ms. Prescott?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Mr. Hsu, any case to present besides what you've done already?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. This is the time where I ask again, anybody out there that wants to get up and comment on the record, any testimony, any issues? Okay. Last chance. All right. Closing remarks?
I have no closing, Your Honor.
Mr. Hsu?
No closing.
Okay, I just want to thank everybody that was here and, you know, those that participated, those that didn't. As I said earlier, you know, we come out to these areas where the digging is going to be done because we want the public input, if there is public input, and we want the public to know what the commission is doing. The commission takes its responsibilities very seriously. As administrative law judge, I'm independent of the Public Service Commission. But I've had the opportunity to work with the three commissioners that are here for a while now. And, you know, I think they all are very concerned about doing the right thing and balancing both the needs of the industry with the needs of, you know, of people and all of the things we talked about that are jurisdictional for the purpose of this hearing. I think it's been a good hearing. The presentations have been excellent, very helpful to us. It is a short pipeline, and that I think is one of the reasons the commissioners chose to delegate the responsibility to me to make a recommended decision. They will ultimately make the decision. It's their decision, not mine. And I think with that, I'm just about ready to close the record, but I want to make sure there's nothing else that we need to do today for the record.
Your Honor, is that I will plan to submit proposed findings of fact within the next few weeks.
Okay. And why don't we just set a target date of that of maybe February 22nd?
Sure, that would be fine.
All right.
And like I said, I mentioned off the record before we started that as soon as you can get that to me, I will turn that around as quickly as I can so the commission can set up a work session. And because I know you guys, if you do get the approval, you want to get started on this as soon as the weather permits. So we will do that. At this time, case number PU-15-720 is adjourned. Thank you.